comedy performers are usually labeled to categorize the particular kind of comedy they do, a social satirist, stand-up comedian, character comedian, physical comedian. In a 1978 interview, you said, quote, "After a while, I came to realize that I really am a writer who can perform his own work." Do you still see yourself in that same way?
Oh, yeah. The greatest joy to me is in finding and forming the ideas into material. The performing is very gratifying, and it's the end of the process, and it's wonderful that I get out there and I don't have someone else distorting what I write or editing my words. But the joy, the glee that comes from finding something and saying, "Oh, isn't that fabulous? What a great thing. No one else seems to have noticed that." And then to say it your way.
The interesting psyche about that, and having talked with Neil Simon and talking about this kind of thing many, many times, he had absolutely, his thrill is to stand in the back and watch the actors say his words.
Yes.
And agonize because a line didn't work and not wait to be able to go back to be able to change it.
Right.
But never having the need to get up and do it himself.
Yeah. My need to get up there, as you know from the earlier talk we had, preceded everything. My need to get up and show off and be applauded for it. This great discovery I made later was when my acting ideas were stalled there in that 67, 68, 69 period, when I started to do a few things, That Girl and a movie with Doris Day, I found I didn't slide right into acting automatically. It wasn't automatic. I was afraid of it. I didn't like it. I had no confidence there, and it scared me, and I pulled back from it, and that's what allowed me, that forced me to continue as a comedian, and that's what allowed for me to discover this ability that I have to turn out what's now 14 albums and 7.5 hours of HBO show, that I could actually produce that stuff and then it gets better. That's what I had no idea about when I was a young man.